ask you about a room that's a bath that's got just a toilet and a sink?
Yes, you asked
me
that one.
Okay. Okay. I asked you that at the beginning. Did I ask you about shotgun houses? Do you know that term?
That, I believe that was a little toilet that we talked about. Oh, no.
Shotgun house?
Shotgun house. Shotgun house. I believe we did. That's a house that the room's just straight through.
Straight through. Okay. How about dog trot house? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't believe so. What is a dog trot house?
Dog trot house has a room here, and a room here, and open hall up the middle.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a house like that? And it just goes like this. You can see straight through it because there's a back door and a front door, and the hall goes all the way through. And then the rooms, well, they could have four rooms, I guess, but they all open off the hall, and that just goes straight through like that. And they call, some people call that.
I didn't know that was a dog trot house. I'm glad I've seen them, but I didn't know that.
Oh, you've seen houses that were shaped
like
that.
But you don't see those kind of houses too often.
Too often, yeah. Now,
you would just enter like you enter here, and then the rooms be on each side.
Right, they just be on the inside. You've got on youth dude, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so good. How about houses that are all built in a row, just close together? Any name for those? That there's no space in between them, they're just kind of all connected.
Well, some say they're apartments.
Mm-hmm.
When they build like that.
You know a name for apartments that where the residents own the building?
Yes. I can't think of the name, but I do know of this.
How about an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building? This is what most of these things are things I wouldn't know because they're really big city things. Have you ever heard of a flat?
Yes, I sure have. That's an old thing.
An old thing,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they
used to have a flat. How about a man that apartment place has that does the repair work and stuff for them? What do you call
a carpenter or a janitor?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, to cut the grass in your yard, you use a
lawnmower.
Now, would it matter? Would you call a lawnmower whether it was manual or whether it was electrical? Either way, you'd still call it.
Well, I think if it was gas, you could say a gas power or lawnmower. I guess would be what you just really
just push
with, and then electric would be
electric. Right. How about? Do you know a tiller? Or do you know anything? People that eat in the yard, got a tiller or a rototiller, do you know that?
No.
Okay. Now, for like in a garden, things that you might use in a garden, do you know any hand instruments that you might use if you were digging in a garden?
Yes, a hoe. And you could use a rake because you could rake the grass out after you dig it out.
How about to trim a hedge? What might you use?
A hedge cutter.
Mm-hmm. Anything else in the garden that you might use or something, or a yard or a garden?
Well, you could use a shovel also.
Now, if you had a tree that you needed, or somebody
saw. Could,
okay. Now, different cuts of meat. Now, what would be some different cuts of beef steak that you can think of?
Your T-bone and your sirloin.
Okay, now how would those be different?
Well, your T-bone steak is pretty large, and the sirloin's is a little smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would be some other cuts of steak?
Your little minute steaks.
Oh yeah.
And then you have your. I'm trying to think of a little steak that you wrap the bacon around.
Oh.